on the bottom of Yudalin with Beis. Okay, then as a chote da lama hayamedi, why do they need a special chosem for a metzora who was a dal? Where it says lugo imo, because the Rabban Azai held that in addition to the regular oil that went along with each of these behemos, which would be enough just to have one of the other chosmos, he had to bring an extra lug that was put on his fingers and toes and ear, and that was what's called extra. So therefore there was a special chosm for a mitzora dal. Baram karabonin maybe gedi. And however, this is where the Tzachon Chazitin learns, the Rabbanan hold that he brought the lug from his own. He didn't get it from the Beis HaMikdash. So he didn't need an extra coupon. He got the same coupon just for the regular oil that comes with the korbanos that he brought, the three korbanos he brought. You know, yesterday we said that you only bring a nesachim for an ola shlomim, and a metzora brings an ola, a chatas, and an osham. But the special halacha that for metzora you have to bring the sachim for the osham and the chatas also. Hachi garshino ben azay chotei dal lama kolomar the lama tzorich leben azay chotei dal chosim fnei atzma velo tanakama. Why does ben azay hold chotei dal needs a separate coupon and the tanakama holds that you don't? He can be yotze with one of the other coupons will suffice him. Ben meisha lugo imot the hachi tanina b'sosef the perik beis the shkolim. And Tosefta says the following: Dalit Chosmos Hayav Mikdash, Chotei Hayamid Mevi Lugo Imo, and the Metzora used to bring his own lug. Chotei Dal Kedivrei Ben Azai Hayamevi Lugo Imo. Right, the a Metzora Dal also had to bring the lug from what's it called from the Lishka. Didn't bring it from his own house; he bought it from the Lishka. And therefore he needed a separate coupon for that extra lug of shemen. The nearer of a plige baha, the Tanakama Svarle, the Chote Osher who Shahede Lig Halug Yechidi, the Bahonos in Kol Karbano, the what's it called, the Tanakama holds that a Metzora Osher. So he brought that extra lug together with the rest of his Karbanos. Avochote Da Lohayami the Halugima Isaran Shalom. But the Metzora Oni didn't bring that extra lug together with the other Nesachim. The Tam Efshur, the Tanakama Svar, Lake, even the Choto Asher, Tzorech Likach, Meha Memuna, Gimel Esronos, the Shemen Lezeh, Teslug, since the Metzora Asher had to use three Esronos of Solas and nine Lugim of what's it called of Shemen for his three Korbanos, because he brought three animal Korbanos. Therefore they gave him another lug till 10 from the Lishka. Since he was taking so much already, so they gave him the other lug also from the Lishka. A Metzora Ani, his only animal carbon which needs a Nesachim is what's it called, is the Ola, is the Asham. But the Ola and the Chatas, he brings birds. And there's no Nesachim there. So he's only going to bring one Isaron and one, what's it called, and three Lugin. In Kain Halug, the Bahonos, Eino Lokeach Eitzel HaMemuna. Therefore, he didn't get that extra Lug from the Lishka, Lahavi Im HaIsaron, the Lite Liad Hektish, Kishar HaYoker, the Yad Hektish HaLiel Yonah, and the Mevi Biyatsin Beso. So therefore, he didn't have to buy it from Hektish and pay the higher price, he could bring it from his house and be makdish it and pay the lower price. But the usher, so let him pay the higher price, so he gets the extra one. Since he's getting nine lugim already, let him buy the tenth one also from Hekdish and pay the extra price, the higher price. The Kivan de Ben Azay Svarle Shemevi Gam Hachote Da Lug Yechidi Im Hoisaron the Kelneya Miyad Hamamuna Mishum De Lo Plug Ben Arshelo Ani Im Kain Tzarech Chosim Bifnei Atzmo Velo Sogi Bechosim Gedi Shari Tzarech Lug Shemen Mashen Kim Bechosim Gedi. Right, you needed that extra Lug Shemen. There was no coupon that gave you as much as you needed according to the Tanakama, according to Ben Azay. But according to the Tanakama, the coupon of the Gedi was exactly what he needed. and the lug he brought from his own. Baram Karabon and Medigdi, Chote Dal, the Halug Medi Biatsum, Ibeso. Lakami Tarevach Muat, Sheyikna Biatsum Bazol. We let him buy it from his own so he can buy it cheaper, the Oni. The Hudalo Kigirsa Supirisha Tosis Yantif on the Forshim Nitkum Beod. He says this is not the Girsa of the Tosis Yantif, it's not the Perish of the other Meforshim say, but this is his Pshat in the Gemara, and that's what we're learning. Okay. Let's go on. Nishchei Rochel Ma. What about a sheep, female sheep, Nishchei Rochel, Kama Yayin Hitzricha. He made Hei Shefresh Ben Zochel Nekeva Ben Rochel Nekivsa. A young, sheep, female sheep, is called a Kevis. And a Rochel is an older one, similar to an Ayel, which is an older kevis, male. An ayel is an older kevis, male, and a rochel is an older kevis, female. So the question is there a difference between the younger female and the older female, just like there's a difference between the kevis and the ayel, different in the nesachim. Samara says, min madi taninan gidi mishamish nischei tzon gedolim uktanim zecharim nekevos hada amrei nischei rochel kenischei gidi. That the same nesachim go for a gedi, where nischeitzon gedolim and ketanim zecharim and nekevos. Except the only difference is an ayel is different, but otherwise they're all the same. So it doesn't make a difference if it's an older female or a younger female, since it's not an ayel, it has the same nesachim as a kab kivsa. Dichsiv, and now how do you know that? Kocha yasa l'shor ho'echad, o la'ayil ho'echad, o la'sebik vosim, o be'izim. Right, so the Pasuk says, after it mentions all the Nesachim specifically, now it says, so you should do for shor ho'echad, ayil ho'echad, sebak vosim, o be'izim. This is what you do for each one separately. It's redundant. We already told you what you do with each one separately. So why does it have to repeat it? So it says, l'shor ho'echad, lama nemar, why do you have to repeat? This is what the Nesachim of the shor echad, Magid shelo chilek bein nischei egel and nischei shor. To tell me there's no difference between a young, egel and an older shor. It's all what's called the same nesachim. Shoye bedin, ben hatzon tol nesachim, ben abakar tol nesachim. Sheep need nesachim, and cattle need nesachim. Im atzon shechilek bein nischei keves and nischei ayil, just like by sheep, we have a difference between a young keves and an ayil. Right, which is 2 years old. So maybe lakach nachlog bein nischei egel and nischei shor. Maybe it should be a difference by cattle also. There's a difference between a calf and an ox and a cow. Talmud lomer kocha yasel or a bull, a calf and a bull. Talmud lomer kocha yasel shor ha'echad magid shlo chilek bein nischei egel and nischei shor. No shor ha'echad, they're all the same. A shor ben yomo is called a shor, and therefore it doesn't make a difference if an older shor, a younger shor, a calf, or a bull, all the same nesachim. Ola ayil lama, neymar, why do I have to say again, ola ayil? What's that come to tell me? Shoye bedinim atzano shechilet ben yischei ben shonel nischei ben shnosayim, lekach nachlok ben yischei shnosayim nischei shalosh. Talmud lomer, ola ayil ho echad, ola sebek, ola ayil ho echad. I might think that just like the Torah said there's a different nesachim for a one-year-old kevis and a two-year-old kevis, which is an ayil, I might think that if you have a three-year-old ayil, it's also a different nesachim. So Sari says, no, la'ayil ho'echad. Once it's an ayil, no matter how old it is, same nesachim. O la'sebak vasim lama nemar. Why that extra part? La'sebak vasim. Shoye bedinim matzanu shechilet be'nischei kevis and nischei ayil. Just like there's a difference between, by a male, a young sheep, and an older sheep, which is an ayil, male. Lekach nachlo b'nisrei kisba b'nisrei rochel. By female sheep should be the same thing. A young female sheep, which is a kisba, should have a different nesachim than an older female sheep, which is called a rochel. Talmud lomer o lasebik vasim. Now they're all the same. O ba'izim lamanemer. Why by or goat? Shoye b'dinim atzano shechilah b'nisrei kevas b'nisrei ayil. Just like there's a difference by sheep, between a keves and an ayil, 1 year and 2 years. It's different in Sochim. Lekach nachlo ben yisrei gedil and yisrei tayish. Same thing should be by goats. A young goat is called a gedi, a two-year-old goat is called a tayish. Should be a different nesachim between a young goat and a tayish. Talmud lomar oba izim. Hikish katan should be izim, the gadol should be tayoshim. Same what's it called nesachim for the youngest of the izim and the oldest of the tayoshim. Mazeh b'shloshes lugin. Just like this is three lugin, a quarter of a hin, which is 12 lugin. So too, this one is also a quarter of a hin, which is three lugin. Okay, let's see the Tachna Chalitim. Nischei Rachel, the kama yayin he tzricha. The yesh hefrish ben zochel nekeva, ben rechela lekivsa. Hadoa omer shemi also chosim shekosel of gedi, hayinu lochin esachim lekarbin tzon, ben gedolim ben ktanim ben zacharim unekevos. The hainu nami lekivsa rechela. The same coupon, the gedi, was the exact same nesachim for males, females, older and younger. The only one that was different was the ayah. So mainly you see that a rechela has the same nesachim as a kivsa. The kula nisgeim shavim chutz mishal elim shaloh yonot lemishal mitzorot nisgei elim shei nisgeim shavim. The nisgei keves revius ahin liyisoron echad. The nesachim of a keves is a quarter of a hin, which is three lugin to one yisoron. Mashenkin la'ayil, an ayil is what's it called, is more, is a third of a hin, four lugin. Now we're learning it from the pasuk. How do you know there's no difference between a rechela and a kispa? What nesachim you breathe for each kind of animal? Why you have to repeat it again, each one separately? There's no difference between a calf and a bull. Shohaya bedin shechilek hakosu. The bekezeth keves yisor nechud va'ayil bezisor. We see the Torah did make a difference between a young male sheep and an older male sheep, which is an ayil. So maybe there's a difference between female sheep also. Kamash malah not. Maybe there's a difference between male sheep between 2 and 3 years old. Kamash malah not. Tamar lomer kocha yasel shor echud. The bain gadol bain katan nesach of shavim. Another way we learn it from, not from the echad, that they're all the same, but just like a shor, when it's born, it's called a shor. There's no difference between when it's old and when it's young. Even though it's also called an egel, it's also called a shor. There's no difference in name between them, there's no difference in halacha. It says when it's born, it's also called a shor. Ola ayil lo menemar, v'alok v'nemar, ola ayil tase mincha. It said already what they're going to suck on v'nayil. Why mention it again? Ben shana hu keves, ben shnasayim hu ayil. Le ben shalo shina chasav yosam. I think if he's a three-year-old ayil, he even brings more nesachim. Tamad lomar ola ayil, mirabu yashminim. Inami me'ei shekaru ayil hakol echad, ben shnasayim ben gimel. Once it's called an ayil, it doesn't change its name after that, and therefore its carbon doesn't change, and nesachim doesn't change either. Said already what you bring for a keves. Kivsa nekeva de kvasim, rechela nekeva de izim. Kivsa is a nekeva of kvasim, rechela is a nekeva of izim. A goat, it's a female goat. Tamad lomer o miribuyo, o be izim, halo izim bechla kvasim hen. Izim and kvasim are the same min. There's goats and there's sheep. Gedi hainu bachar, gedi is a young sheep. A young, what's it called, the sheep? Tayish zakin. A tayish is an old, goat. Yeah, an old goat. The gimelugin, hu revius ahin. Gimelugin is a quarter of a hin. A hin, yud beis lug. A hin is 12 lug, so 3 lug is a quarter of a hin. The chenu asugi mabavli. Okay, let's go on. The shem hayom kasuv, it said the name of the day. So you had the nesachim, and it said Wednesday on it. So this way, he would wait till the night, and what's it called, and find, if somebody found it, he couldn't use it the next day, right? Because, it was already Wednesday's thing, he's using it for Thursday. So Mara says, it's not going to help. Hagaba atzmecha, shezieg oso yom, right, l'maisa, he'll wait till next Wednesday and use it. He'll find it, and he'll wait a week, and use it for an nesachim next Wednesday. Mara says, no, shem mishmar, because this is Wednesday, and the mishmar of so-and-so. So next week is going to be a different Mishmar, so it's a different Wednesday. So Mar says, Hagabatzmach, Shaziyeg Oso HaMishmar. He'll wait till next year on Wednesday when that Mishmar comes back. Right? And he'll use it then. As Mar says, Shem Hayom, Shem Shabbos, Shem Chodesh, Ayikosel. It said very much more. The name of the month and the, what's it called, and the name of the week and whose Mishmar it was. Mar says, Afilu Rotsu Lezayeg, Em Rotsu Lezayeg. So Maisi could still wait till that same Mishmar came around and it was the same week and whatever. Right, obviously they didn't put the year for some reason. I don't know why they didn't count years. They put the year, then it wouldn't be a problem. But that was unusual, that the guy should hold it until everything worked out the same way. That only happened very rarely. Okay. Infrequently.
Because they know there's always somebody.
How did it help that it was written the name of the day, that he couldn't use it wrongly the next day, right? He'll wait till next Wednesday and use it. Shem Mishmar, Umashani Shayakosuv Shem HaMishmar, Uveshavu Acheres Mishmar Acher. The next week was a different Mishmar, so he couldn't use the Kupa. Veloyia Yochel Ramos, Uparach Yochel Hamtin Ashiyazar Chalila Zeha Mishmar Zehayom. They'll wait and hold it until the same Mishmar comes about, and they use it on the Wednesday of that Mishmar. It's very infrequent that all the things lined up. And again, I don't know why it doesn't, just like they put the year, it shouldn't be a problem, really. Okay, Mishnah. Shtei lishkos hayu b'mikdash. There were two repositories, rooms where they used to store things, storerooms. A storeroom. Achas lishkas chashoyim. One was called lishkas chashoyim. The achas lishkas kakelim. Right. Lishkas chashoyim yirei chait nosn metocha. Lishkas chashoyim was where they wanted to give tzedakah secretly. So they used to throw money in there, and people would come, and what's it called? They would give the money out without anybody knowing who gave it, like a push, big pushka. Yirei chait nosn metocha b'chashoy v'aniyim b'nei tovim misparnsim mitocha b'chashoy. Everybody would get for without anybody knowing who was giving and who was getting. Lishkas hakelim kol mishu misnadev kli zorko l'tocha. Right, whoever wanted menadev a kli to the Beis HaMikdash would throw it in, whatever the kli was. V'achas l'shloshim yom ha'gizborim poschin also. Once every 30 days they would go through this lishka and see what was there. The chol kli shemotzu bo tzorach lebedek habayis, any kli that they could use for bedek habayis, like hammers or whatever that they could use for building the mikdash for bedek habayis, they kept. Menichin also, kashar nimkar, any other kli, somebody threw a coffee pot in there, so they couldn't use it for bedek habayis, so they sold it, right? But demeyim no kli lebedek habayis, and they used the money for bedek habayis. Mishnah, lishkas chashoyim, al shem shenos lemetocha beseser. People threw money in there, nobody knew who put in. And the people who were ashamed to take tzedakah openly were nisparnis from that lishka. Lishka's bedek habayis. Lishka's nosa mesofa called bedek habayis. Then that went towards the lishka bedek habayis. Rabbi Yaakov bar Idi and Rabbi Yitzchok bar Nachman havi parnosim. Rabbi Yaakov bar Idi and Rabbi Yitzchok bar Nachman were gaboi tzedakah. V'havu Yehovin v'Rab Chama avoid Rab Yoshia dinner. And they used to give Rab Chama, the father of Rab Oshia, dinner. He used to give it out to other people. They thought they were giving to him as tzedakah. He used to give it to other people. Rab Zecharia chasnei de Rab Levi, hayu akol melizin olav. Rab Zecharia, the son-in-law of Rab Levi, everybody was what's it called, talked about him. They spread rumors about him. Amrin de lo tzorech v'hu nosav. Right? That he didn't need tzedakah and he used to take tzedakah. They said he's a faker, he's taking tzedakah, he doesn't need it. Min d'domach bodkin v'ashkin v'havi maflig le'lechornin. When he died, they found out that he used to give the money to other people who were ashamed to take tzedakah. So they were ashamed to take from the gaboy tzedakah, so he used to take it and give it to them. Nobody knew that they were getting tzedakah, they were getting it from him. He wasn't a gaboy tzedakah. He knew that there were poor people who were ashamed to take from the gabbai. So he took the money from the gabbai and gave it to them. But people were thinking that he was taking it for himself. Malizin, Lush and Laz. They made spread rumors around him. Rabbi Chinina Bar Papa having matlig mitzvah belelia. Rabbi Chinina Bar Papa used to give his stock at night, so nobody could see who was giving it and who was getting it. He didn't see; it was all dark. Gave in the dark. Chajman Paga Be Ribon Deruchaya. One time, the master of the Shadim met him. Omerle Lo Chain Alfan Rabbi Lo Sasi Gvur Yacha. What are you competing with me over here? The Ruchim have a right to be mazik. When you give tzedakah at night, you're preventing them from doing their job. So what are you encroaching on my place? At night, don't give tzedakah. Omer lev alochein ksiv matan b'seisi yechata af. No, rather I'm a tzedakah. When you give it privately, secretly, it takes away anger, meaning that it takes away the yishedim. So I have a right to encroach on you. The pasuk says you can encroach on shedim with tzedakah. So there's an Arizal. The Arizal says that Taki shouldn't give tzedakah at night. Because night is a time of din, and tzedakah is rachman, should be in the daytime. For sure, they say, if that's the case, then women shouldn't be chayiv in tzedakah, because the mitzvah says shazman grama. They say, it doesn't mean you can't give tzedakah at night. It means either you should give it with different kavana. Some say that if the Ani asks for tzedakah at night, why do you give it? It's just that the chatchil, if you can give it during the day, give it during the day, don't give it at night.
Tonight is din.
What?
What's the problem in giving tempering the
din with the rachman? The what? No, so Sam, it's mixes up the midos of day and night. This is a mid of rachman, it's for the daytime. Something's a mid of din, it's for the nighttime. So tzedakah doesn't go at night. It short circuits the midos. They say, why are you allowed to give tzedakah at night? So if you have a choice, or if there's no aniyim asking, right, or you can give it during the day, or give it with different kavan at night than at the daytime. Doesn't mean there's no mix of tzedakah at night. Okay. And here you see clearly that he used to give his stock at night.
Okay. Also, the, right.
Being
in a pushka or something, that's different.
It could be, yeah. Mitzvah tzedakah. Mitzvah, when it says mitzvah, means tzedakah. Belelya, mishumatan besesa, shalo levayisha makablim, kumoshikosav tov delo yave. Better to give, what's it called, that the person who's giving it doesn't know who's getting it, and the person who's getting it doesn't know who gave it. Lo sasig, belailas man aruchos. Night is time for the ruchos. The Amru al Yetzei Tamid Chacham Yechidi Belailah. So what are you encroaching on my place? A Tamid Chacham shouldn't go out at night alone, and you're giving tzedakah and taking away my job. Matan B'Seisav Ezeh Kol Kavanosi Balichosi Belailah Shluchei Mitzvah Nizakah. No, first of all, I'm allowed to go out at night, because for a mitzvah, you're a Tamid Chacham is allowed to go alone. Ubifrachi Kofi Pap. Not only that, I'm not taking away your business, because the Torah said that that's one of the purpose of tzedakah, to take away your business. So the shade got afraid of him and ran away. Okay. Omer Rabbi Yona, Ashrei Nosin L'dal Ein Ksiv Kan. Doesn't say Ashrei Nosin L'dal. Fortune is a person who gives to a poor person. Ela Ashrei Maskil L'dal. You have to give with Chochma. How to give it in a way that the Dal will benefit it from the most. Zeu Shu Mistakel B'Mitzvah Heich La'Sosa. And he considers how to do the tzedakah in the best possible way, that the Ani will benefit in the best possible way. Also means giving the Ani advice how to use the money properly and not waste it. Ketzad HaRabbi Yona Osa, Han Rabbi Yona Duk, Shoyeroa Ani Ben Tovim. When he saw an Ani who was from a respectable family and was embarrassed to take tzedakah, right? Sheyored Min HaChasav, he came from a rich family that became poor, they went bankrupt. So they're very sensitive to giving, taking tzedakah. I omer lo b'ni b'shvil sheshamati shenof lecha yerusha mimakam acher. I heard that you got an inheritance. You know about it. I heard about it. You got an inheritance. We'll see that Takan Khan said it wasn't a lie. Right, what he said. God didn't get an inheritance, but in a way he did. Tool, I'd like to loan you some money now, and you'll pay me back from when you collect the inheritance. Right? Viat poreya min the havi nosiv, and min the havi nosiv. When he gave it to him, haveyomer leimatana hilacha. Then he would tell him, look, it's a present. Just keep it. This way, he didn't embarrass him, didn't insult him. See, shoyim mistakel b'metzvah. Behaskil the chachma. You should do it with chachma. Shlo yibo esa pchisus. You should do the mitzvah, do the tzedakah in the most beneficial way for the ani, that it shouldn't be lacking something. Shenof lecha yerushim akamacher. To see bias the whole nachlas avos. Shenifzak zek gon zesh yor min chasav. It says that a house and money are something that you inherit from your parents. But the Maisa here, they went bankrupt. So he's not going to inherit from his parents. So Yerusha Somi Makom Acher. The Spanish Machinim. So then his Yerusha has to come from somewhere else. It's not going to come from his parents. So his Yerusha comes from Tzedakah now. It's called his Yerusha. Right? This is in place of his inheritance. So when he said, Me'acherim Ashpim Uzeh Kavosav Shishpilo. Just like the father that will give him Ashpian. Now somebody else has to take his place. So he didn't lie when he said, you got a Yerusha. He meant, I'm giving you Tzedakah now. That became your Yerusha. Tul v'atoporeya k'ramim b'shabbos ki osa anya aktim le'rifsa ki hechid le'kadmu le'vanei. Right, so now he also wasn't lying. He says, you'll pay me back. He didn't mean you have to pay back now. He meant eventually maybe my descendants will be poor and your descendants will be rich and they'll pay me back generations from now. Galgul hu achozer ba'olam. It's a cycle. Aniyus. Sometimes this family's poor, sometimes the other family's poor. Shimhulo ba beno, or ben beno. If he doesn't come to be poor, his children will be. And if the poor man doesn't become rich, his children or great grandchildren will become rich. The Amru v'medrash Rabba Kodesh Baruch Hu says sulamos morish lezeh mashal lezeh. Baruch Hu makes ladders. This one he raises, this one he lowers. Shoots and ladders. V'seh shomer v'ato pareh v'zim nachrisa. So when he said you'll pay me back, he didn't mean now. He wasn't lying. He meant someday. Maybe your children or grandchildren will pay back my grandchildren. Min dahavi nasiv kedei shlo yisper kipshuto shu balchov v'yitzdoer. The guy shouldn't think that he's a debtor. He owes now money, so that'll make him feel bad. So later on, he whispered in his ear, "Don't worry, it's a present." Okay. Chia bar ado is havi sovin biyominun man dahavi yoiv lahon. Mibain reishas l'tzoma rabba havu nasvin. In basar kein lo havu nasvin. Right? Chia bar ada. There were old people, poor people, that in his days didn't take any tzedakah except between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. But after Yom Kippur, they wouldn't take tzedakah anymore. Why? Amrin deshosan gabon. Because they held, there's a girsa, we have the girsa in Argamar and Beya, that everything is nizgra on Rosh Hashanah, whatever a person is getting for the whole year. But there's another girsa, that it's nizgra between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. So during those 10 days, it's not clear what a person is going to have for the year. So if he gets more, right, by the time his gzera comes, he could be nizgra for more. But once his gzera is, if you take tzedakah, it's going to come off something else, because whatever you're going to get is already set. So they didn't take tzedakah after Yom Kippur. There's no purpose. Whatever I'm going to get sets, I don't need the tzedakah. It's going to come, and if I take the tzedakah, it'll come off something else. So till between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, when things hadn't yet been decided, they could make more or whatever, so they took the tzedakah. After that, they didn't take any tzedakah. Is havishavim biyomenu, biyomenu hayuskenim. He said, in my days, there were old aniyim. Mibein reishasa, the girsas hayushalmi komas onosa shalom k'tub mi Rosh Hashanah ad Yom Kippur. Between Rosh Hashanah and Kippur, a person's whole income for the year is decided. That's when their amount that we get for the whole year was decided. So till Yom Kippur, they would take tzedakah. Because in the heavens, it wasn't decided yet how much is there going to be their taksiv, their budget for the year. Therefore they had permission to take, maybe they'd make some more. So why should we take? Whatever we're going to make, we're going to make. And if we take more, so it'll just come off something else. So why should we bother taking tzedakah? Better we shouldn't take from tzedakah. Nechemya ish sichin. Poga ba Yerushalmi echad, Omer le zechei imi chavet tarnegolta. Nechemya isich, he was a guy used to make what's it called, dig boros for water. So a Yerushalmi met him, who was poor, and he said, I want to mizak you with a mitzvah. Buy me a chicken. I'm hungry. Right, I'm an Ani, and he wanted to zaka him, because it says that more what the Ani does for the Asher, the Asher does more than what the Asher does for the Ani does for an Asher. I'm doing you a favor by giving you this mitzvah of tzedakah. So go buy me a nice chicken. Omerle heilecha to me say the cupid, the zobin cupid, the ochel. What's it called? The mitzvah of the cupid. He said, "What else? A whole chicken, right? Yeah, I'll give you enough money for a little bit of meat. You don't have to buy a whole chicken. Right? You only need a whole chicken for one person." So he gave him enough money to buy a little bit of meat, but achilumis, and he died because he wasn't used to eating meat. He was used to eating a whole chicken. So he died because he didn't get what he normally ate. The avitzavach, the omer bo v'siftu harugo shel nechemya, and he was crying that, "Oh, I killed this guy by not giving him what he normally ate." So they asked the chora, "Why didn't you give it to him to begin with?" The halacha is de machsor asher yachsor. We have to give a guy what he's used to, Why in the chatchila didn't you give it to him? So it says a difference between where you became used to something on your own, then you don't have to give an ani what he became used to. But if he grew up like that, not his fault. This is the way he was raised. He was raised, right, rich, right? His family only bought the Cadillacs, so you have to give him enough money to buy a Cadillac. But if this guy wasn't used to that, he just got used to buying Cadillacs, then you don't have to give him tzedakah until he buys a Cadillac. Same thing over here. He assumed the guy was not used to eating whole chickens for his meal only because he made it like that, not because he came from a family like that. Zecheimi, asei me tzedakah, give me tzedakah. Vu kamosha kosev yosher nasha balabayis osema ani ani osema balabayis shenemra v'shemo isha shorasisi mo boaz. So we see that, what's it called, when the guy said to him, what's it called, get a schus through me, I'm going to do you a favor and let you give me tzedakah. He said, "What do you have to buy a whole chicken for? Here's some money. Go buy yourself some meat." And he ate meat, regular meat, not fowl, and he died. If he would have given him chicken, he would have lived. Nachum Ishgamzu was bringing a present to his father-in-law. Poga b'muka shchinechad. And a poor leper met him. Omerle zecheimi. He said, "I'm going to give you a schus. Give me tzedakah. Give me something to eat. Mimati iskaba. Give me something from what you're carrying." Now, it wasn't his money. This was a pikadon. He was bringing this present to his father-in-law. He was like, what's it called? Just transporting it. It wasn't his. So therefore, he didn't give this guy from that. It wasn't his money. Omerle michzer chazer. What's it called? He said, "What's it called? Michzer. When I come back. Right now I'm busy. When I come back, I'll give you something to eat." Came back and he saw the guy was dead. And his idea is like this. He didn't see, he didn't realize the guy was so hungry. He thought his son was hungry, he wanted to eat, he can wait till I come back. And if he realized the guy was so hungry that he could die, he would have given him even not his own money. Because pikuach nefesh, you can give and you'll pay it back. You can take from somebody else for pikuach nefesh. But he didn't know it was pikuach nefesh. So he said, "My eyes that saw you and didn't give you and didn't realize that you're pikuach nefesh, they should be, what's it called, should be blinded. Yodai lo pashtan, mitan lach, my hands that didn't reach out to give you, yiskatan, should be cut off. Raglaya de lo rotan lo mitan lach, my feet that didn't run to give you, because I didn't realize you were such a, you were in danger, yisbun, they should be broken." The Gemara in the Bavli says he wasn't even happy with this till his whole body he brought shchin on himself. Whole body was filled with boils. Umitase kain solik legabe. Umitase kain, and that's matase kain. That's what happened. Solik legabe Rabbi Kiva. Kiva came to visit him. He was in bed with his legs, arms cut off, blind, and what's it called? And full of boils. I think the Bavli also says that his tongue came out. I'm not sure. Omer le oily shani roel shobekas. Rabbi Kiva said, "Vei that I see you like this." Omer le oily shani roel shobekas. Vei that I don't see you like this. Omer le matu mekalaloni. Rabbi Kiva said, "Why give me a curse that you should see me like this too?"
So he must have
had his tongue. Right. Omer le umaat mevayt yisurim. Why don't you want yisurim? He said, "What are you upset that I have these yisurim? The mechaper and my veiris. You should have the same thing." And says he saw that Rabbi Akiva was going to have what's it called tzaris even worse than him. She said, "Halavai that I should see you with these kind of tzaris, not the ones that you're going to have in the end." Okay, let's see the Tzak Mechadikin. noch mich gamzu sugizu is maraba bavim sagastainis the khan yosem dutekas. Here it's more in detail, even though there's some details that over there don't say here. Gamzu shoy omer al khaf kol dover gamzu letova. Why is called noch mich gamzu? Because he said everything gamzu letova. Doron bavli mafurish mas and gimul chamori meichel umishtel megadim. He was bringing a present, and again it wasn't his. He was transporting a present of 3 donkey loads of food and drink and the dainties. Mukashchinechot shayinir la'ain chola gadol v'cholos. You could see he was sick, but you know he was in danger of his life. Zechei meilo amr kemuchrech v'zeh ma'od el shetzaki mi b'nesinos choli. He didn't say, I'm dying, please help me. He said, I want to give you a mitzvah of tzedakah. V'lo hiflik bakashoso kahid isel kameid b'nyomin atzadi. And he didn't say it like the person who came to Binyamin HaTzadik and say that we're dying of starvation. And then he gave them right immediately. Right? This woman and her children were mamash ready to die. That's what they told Binyamin HaTzadik. He surely would have given the guy immediately if he knew his life was in danger. He wouldn't say, well, why don't you wait till I come back? Right? Right? So therefore he thought, I'll give it to him when he comes back. Mishum kamit kavit chami pa yatsa darko zeshomer lebeis chami. And he wanted to be mechabit his father-in-law. He wanted to hurry and transport this present to him. So he figured this on. He can wait. Ashkechei bechaziras of the mish. He found when he came back that he was dead. Koyim omed lenegdo einay glo chamin hashim atzma shlo hevino he beat godel chol yo bechalishas of Isaac his daughters. He what's it called? He held himself responsible. Right, guilty that he didn't realize how really hungry this guy was. Low passion, I didn't open my hand to you, my hand should be cut off. I didn't see how sick you were, my eyes should be taken out. My legs didn't run, maybe even if on the way back he would have run faster to come back, the guy still would have been alive. Because in the beginning, what was the running? He's just going to give him. The running means, if I would have realized how sick you were, even if I would have said, I'll give you later, I would have made it a rush to come back. Okay. Malamed. He hired a Malamed for his son. Chadsogi Nahora, he was a blind man. He hired a blind man to teach his son. Rabbi Yolif Ochol Ime Bechol Yom. And he used to eat with this guy, given COVID, he used to eat with this blind man, the Malamed, every day. Chadzman Havilei Urchin, one day he had guests. Velomata Mechol Ime. So he couldn't eat with him, he had to eat with his guests. So he didn't go and eat with the Malamed. Baram shasolik legabe. So at night he went to this Malamed special. Amarle lo yichos mori alai. Don't be mad at me. Right? He was a big god, god lador, and he went to this Malamed to be mafayas him. Don't be mad at me. Begin to havili orchin yomadein. I didn't eat with you today, not because I'm not machsh of you, but I had other guests and I had to eat with them. I couldn't eat with you. The amor is to lo livzu biyakra de mori. And I was afraid that these guests wouldn't treat you with the proper respect, so that's why I didn't eat with you today with the other guests. Yom Yomadain. Bigdin Kane Lo Acholizim Mari Yomadain. That's why I didn't eat with you today. Or Malaya Topiasti Lamandim Ischami Valochami. You made me feel somebody who can't see but could be seen. Right? Valochami Dain Dechami Valomischami Mikabo Piusa. So the Rabban Shalom who can't be seen but sees should be Mikabo your tefillas. Just like you made me feel good, the Rabban Shalom should make you feel good. Where did you get this nice way of talking? That you were good with somebody who can't see but could be seen, and the one who can see and can't be seen should help you. That was a nice. Where did you learn that? Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. There was a blind man came to his city. Yosef le Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov le Ramine. So Rabbi Elazar, he was a poor man. So Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov sat beneath him. Meaning it made him look like he was a chashuv person, and Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov was sitting, what's it called, beneath him to give him kavod. So he must have been somebody important. The Yemrun Diluli, the Havi Bar Nosha Rabba, Lo Yosef Le Rabbi Lozer Ben Yaakov Varamine. This guy wouldn't be important, Rabbi Lozer Ben Yaakov wouldn't be sitting under him. Avdin Le Parnosa Di Ikur. So they gave him a lot of tzedakah. They said, wow, this guy must be really important. And he wasn't so important, he just made it look like that. Omer Lo, Mau Hachin, so he saw that everybody's giving him so much money. He said, what's going on over here? Right? Why are you giving me so much? I never get stuck like this. Amram Le, Rabbi Lozer Ben Yaakov, Yosef Le Raminach. Rabbi Lozer Ben Yaakov is sitting, what's it called, beneath you. Obviously, he must be an important person. Vitzoli Aloy Hadot Shlusa. So this blind person said the following tefillah in the schus of Rabbi Lozer Ben Yaakov. Atogam Alta Chesed Lamandim Eschami Velochamim. You did chesed to somebody who can't see but can be seen. Dein dechami v'lom eschami, the one who can see but can't be seen, the Rabban Hashem Yigmo Yose Chesed, he should do Chesed with you. Reb Chama Bar Chanin of Reb Oshia, having Metailin Be'ilin Kanishna to Lud, there were some nice shuls in Lud. So they were taking it to Yul and looking at the shuls in Lud. They went to see the shuls in Lud. Reb Chama Bar Chanin of Reb Oshia, Kama Momon Shikwa Vosaikan. My parents put a lot of money into these shuls. Omarlay Kama Nefosha Shikwa Vosaikan. They buried a lot of people here. What do you mean? Lohavi Is Bnei Nosh Dilon Biraisa. Weren't there people who were poor who had to learn Torah that their money could have gone to instead of building shuls? Right? They better not to build edifices and give the money to poor people who need tzedakah. And some say that also for sick people. But stam tzedakah, a person could give for a shul. Over stam tzedakah, but for poor people learning Torah and sick people, there it's better to give to tzedakah than to that kind of tzedakah than to build shuls. Rav Avon Ovad Elaine Tari the Sidra, right? He made what's it called shaarin for the shuls. Okay, we'll leave this for tomorrow. But then you can see the back on Chavitah. Rabbi Divrei, Malamed Shel Beno, his son's Malamed HaYisagi Nor was blind. And used to eat with him every day to honor him. He was a Pashat of Malamed, but he was the God of Lador. He used to eat with him to give him kavod because he was his son's Rebbe. Chadzman, Pamechad, and it was good chinuch for the son. The son saw how much his father's Mechabed is the Rebbe. He was Mechabed the Rebbe. One day he had a guest and he was afraid the guest would not be mechabed, the blind malamed enough, so he didn't eat together with him. So he went to him at night and he said, don't have tainas on me that I didn't eat with you today. They don't know you and they may not treat you with the proper respect, so I said I'm not going to eat together with you today. Where'd you get this bracha? It's a very, very smart bracha. The Rebbe Lezer ben Yaakov bought Chad Saginor Limkom over Yosher Lezer Lamatim Emenu, Kide Shiomru Ilu Lohaya Saginor Zeg Abra Rabba Loha Yosher Lezer ben Yaakov Lamatim Emenu. If this blind man wouldn't be somebody great, Rebbe Lezer ben Yaakov wouldn't sit beneath him. Obviously, this guy is somebody, we don't know who he is, but he's probably somebody really great. But also, the Parnas of the Kovas, they gave him a lot of tzedakah. Mao Hakin, Shiroshi, Frizwa, Amida, Kfierko, Shayoragilim ben Yodim Litinlo. He never got so much tzedakah. They gave him more than he normally got. Omerle Rabbi Lozer ben Yaakov Yoshim Lamatim. As they said, you can't see, but this Rabbi Lozer ben Yaakov is sitting beneath you, and obviously you're somebody special. Vitzali Yispal Lasogi Nagarolav Gamal Techesed Shosh Yoshim Lamatim Menu. So the Rabbi Lozer should be Gomel Chesed with you. Shakwa Bosei Shabanu Batek Nisil Seila. My ancestors built these shuls, put a lot of money into these shuls. Kamen Nefashas. There weren't poor people in their time who needed money to learn Torah, and they gave it to this, so they put a lot of nefashas into this. They should have better used their money to support poor Talmidei Chacham.